Yes.
Okay, I did it right.
Good. And what was the result?
The result is I wanted to drop into the meditations that I've been doing, which have been more silent, more peaceful, so I had to like pinch myself in the meditative state to keep it up.
You're not alone. Richard, how was it for you?
I was able to stay with the silence and not go to the lack of awareness of the world with this. I did find that there was a awareness of the breath while I was doing it. I don't know if that was supposed to be there or not, but it was peaceful and calm, but I was still aware I was breathing and I could feel it.
That's good news.
Later on, there was some intrusion of thoughts because I kept pulling myself out, you know, make sure I didn't go deep. And I tried it with my eyes open and shut.
Anybody else would like to share about tonight's meditation? Hi, Joanna. Tony, could you not have thought, or did you have a lot of them?
Started out with a few thoughts, but then once we're quiet.
Mihaela, how was it for you back home? Wendell?
Very peaceful.
Mardell, was good?
Very good.
Very good.
Several times I ended up at the observer. And I tried to withdraw from the observer a little bit because...
Well, observer is very alert.
Yeah.
Very alert.
The phone call really helped me.
Yeah. I was going to talk about the phone call. How many of you realize that the phone call was upon the silence? It did not break the silence. It was a picture on the silence. That's very important realization, guys.
I heard the phone call come in and almost immediately eliminated it. I don't know what happened. It just...
You went deep?
No. It just...
Great. Wonderful. How was it for you, Marta?
Still struggling with thoughts. And so I have to continually remind myself to go deeper, and then to trust, to surrender, and all these things work in whatever sequence they are, and the times, and depending what time of the day it is, or how much energy or how tired I am, and to try different techniques
So you use your toolbox, is that what
Yeah, I have to.
Okay.
And I even started saying about being present in my meditation, and that works sometimes, and so, but I do get into silence, but sometimes edges up again, and I had to,
The thing is that the mind thinks all the time. It's just that when you shift your attention to something else, you don't hear it. It's like if you're paying attention as a cry of a child in the other room, it would be very loud. But when somebody else takes your attention, then you don't even know that this child is crying in the other room. So. This is how it is. When you're alert, I'm going to come back to you and we'll do a small meditation together. But you're doing really good. The reason for being consciously aware of the silence is, obviously all of you know, but it's just a reminder, that the silence that you are not consciously aware means nothing in the awareness of this world. Just means nothing. You can be as silent as you ever wish in a state of deep meditation, and the brings us to the topic of tonight, which I'd like to talk to you about, the art of living. That's what we've been doing here for past how many years, whatever years it is. But before we go to the art of living, it's going to be a really nice. I'd like to go back to Martha and say, Martha, close your eyes and think. Close your eyes and ask your mind to give you thoughts. Just ask them as many thoughts as it wants to. You're allowed to have as many thoughts as you want. Thoughts of this and thoughts of that. Shock the mind by asking it to give you thoughts. Okay, now that it's shocked, have your eyes closed again and just absolutely not care. Just bring, shift your attention to your chest, to the region of the heart. And I don't mean your eyes turned downward, just your attention. And know that you're totally free and let the mind think. Just sit there for a couple of minutes. Slowly open your eyes, Martha. Was it calm?
Yes, it was.
You see, when you sit down to meditate, whether you're doing a stop meditation, trust meditation, or just the be still meditation, just being quiet. Just abandon yourself. Just know I have no place to go, nothing to think, no responsibility, because I will be taken care of. Just completely feel the freedom in that. And then shift your attention to the region of the heart. And just sit there and let the mind do what it does. Have short meditation and more often. And no forcing whatsoever, you know? If you're thinking and you've watched yourself involved, don't get upset with yourself. It's no big deal. It's no big deal at all. Just shift your attention again in that childlike, no responsibility, because the parents will take care of. Very gently, be very kind to yourself, and do not be afraid of the thoughts, because they can't, they're just a bunch of energies that are neither bad nor good. So try that. Do you feel calmer?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, any other questions before we go on? What is it that you really want? Ultimately, what is it that you really, really want?
Peace in my mind.
Okay. What is it that you really think you, for sure this is what you want? More than anything else? Then quit going after other things. I'm sorry, it's been not coming to me for 2 weeks. But I have to let it, you have it. And I was going to school you last week. So if that's what you really want, quit going around and seeking other things. And concentrate in feeding it, giving it attention. Otherwise, this life will be wasted, and the chances that are given to us are many. And then we will be thirsty right by the water. The art of living. I just want to put a little bit of attention on that. The art of living that we do here, and the reason I say we do here is because this is the task or mission that was given to me with this name, is what is sun to the dark room? What is the use of sun? Not even a dark room, for the world. The sun gives color, it gives depth, it gives life, it gives light. Now, art of living is not to adjust or fix or mend or repair our relationship or our situation or our responsibility. In other words, Martha does not have to divorce her husband to apply the art of living. Wendell does not have to quit playing racquetball in order to know the art of living. And each one of us. Then why? What is it that adds this art of living? It makes us live. It gives us life. It really gives us life. And I'm going to explain a little bit how is this works. You all know, having come to this meeting enough times, Tony, don't sleep. You all know that we have many tools to not go with the mind or to not react to the mind. Why is these tools are given? Because the individual mind is the first one that has to be neglected in a good way. Then the world is a universal mind. Then what do we do with the world? The same thing that we've done with our own mind. Very big point. So you ask, how do we live in this world? Or how come this person goes? Or what should we do about the arrogant? And then Israel and Lebanon and all of that. What can we do? Accept to realize that that is also a universal mind, which has been individualized within me, you, her, him, and him, and her, and him, and her, and him. So the way that we stop meditation and trust meditation and the sore meditation sort, and everything that was applied here, applies also for the world as a universal mind. Now, why should we do that? I mean, can that help the world? Imagine this. If the individual thoughts believe this universal disaster and they keep fear and in anxiety and taking sides, one side for Israel, one side, what happens is this cloud of negativity that has nothing to do with it resolving, it accumulates itself. If a person like us come along and looks at it, and is in this